it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Gotta get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
There's really nothing to it.
Absolutely nothing to it.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
You gotta get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Do it, England, do it.
Come on, England.
Okay, welcome to It Will Go to Penalties, the podcast that is a goalpost whipped away from being entertaining. With me on the show tonight is comedian, raconteur, actor, hamburger and hot dog connoisseur, Mr. Simon Clayton.
Good evening.
Yay. Also on the show is Ian Coyle from the Liverpool podcast, Not Just a Matter of Life and Death.
Hello.
Another comedian, young Jewish comedian of the year, the 1996, Mr. Mark Mayer.
Thank you.
Now, before we get into the meat of the matter, gentlemen, we have to do our sweepstakes. So, Mark, if you could pull out a piece of the paper, please.
Quite fighting.
And can you tell us, please, who you've got?
I have got... Hey! Newcastle! Boom team!
Don't tell it now. Don't start with the Messiahs. Who have you got?
Newcastle.
No, you haven't.
I've got Newcastle.
You have got Newcastle.
I think that was the comedy.
That's the joke to you. Oh, right.
No, they're going to win. Don't be down.
Well, it'd be a great thing if they do, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you know, they know.
Keegan will never live that down.
He won't, will he? We need a Messiah, don't we?
Right, let's have a look.
There we go.
I have got Switzerland. Get in!
Yes! Yay! And Switzerland are 125 to 1.
And now, it's still 125 to 1 after hammering Spain. Yeah.
Now, if you want to bet now with Paddy Power, go to paddypower.com, World Cup, and you can get, if you spend £10, you'll get a £20 free bet. So that's paddypower.com/World Cup, and you get a fantastic bet with those guys and good people. Simon, could you pull one out, please? There you go.
Thank you. Acceptable and I have Japan.
Japan.
Konnichiwa.
Japan. Yeah, where are they on the list? Simon, Japan are 250 to 1 with a £20 bet. You can get 2,500 with that one. Fantastic.
Yeah, they're not going to win, are they?
I'm sure they're not, but best of luck. Anyway, okay, you can get our theme tune, Get the Ball and Put It in the Goal. It's released this Sunday. You can download it. And if you do, Paddy Power are offering 50 to 1 on our theme tune, getting to number one in the pop chart.
Because Corden's number one at the moment.
Exactly.
I can't believe I've even spoken his name.
And we want to knock that off. So if you bet your free £20 and spend 79p on the song going to number one, you're going to get a grand. For free. I mean, that's fantastic.
Absolutely. And also, you know, a bit more than important than that, you'll get Corden off.
Just get him off.
Burn him.
Just, yeah. Also, this week, Daryl Doyle, Sean Barker in Nelson, New Zealand, and Hannah Goldberg have started following us on Twitter. You can follow us at Twitter too on twitter.com/World Cup Podcast.
Lovely.
Gentlemen, I was going to come in tonight and say, hasn't the World Cup been dull and boring? And then Spain get beat 1-0. Well
lads,
done.
Yeah.
Ian, your thoughts on that?
I just thought that it was the game that had everything. It was fantastic.
Great,
you know, it had Mick McCarthy being the co-commentator. Oh, come on, lads. He was... kick him, smack it in box. You know,
it was just beautiful.
And then... I think people, but Switzerland deserved something.
Do you know what I like about this World Cup is all the experts that have said, oh, South Africa, they're going to be the whipping boys. North Korea, they're going to get thumped. Yeah. Switzerland, they're going to get thumped. Well, there's been big upsets already, and that's just great because it just shows all the experts are bloody well wrong.
But after the first 10 minutes, it wasn't really an upset because Spain had all the ball, but at the same time, you know, it was classic on the break football. Football. I mean, you know, and obviously they stayed the post as well.
It was just great to see. Now, Simon, you said to me before the World Cup started, it was a very interesting comment you made, didn't you, just before the World Cup started.
It was the waiting, Keith,
it was.
It just went on. It seemed, even though it was the hype started for about a week beforehand via Sky Sports News, it felt like the phony war of 39-40, basically, where we declared war and then we weren't really in a war until Dunkirk, which was practically a year.
And that's what I said to you. I said, if it goes pear-shaped against the USA, it's going to be Dunkirk. And we're not quite there yet. We're just on the edge of the beach.
You don't look that old, though, Sammy.
I know. It's black don't crack. So, or brown don't frown. But I must admit, actually, with predictions as well, before the start of the England-USA game, Kevin Keegan predicted 4-1. So that just shows you how close his finger is to the pulse. Done, looking like the ghost of England past.
In a very sort of negative, very British doer sort of way, almost Mick McCarthy-like, I sort of take great stock from that Spain result because I sort of think, well, we're not so bad for not beating the USA.
They've made everyone in this country feel good, haven't they?
It's really almost like splitting up with somebody and then the person you split up with going up with somebody even worse than you going, oh, well, I'm not so bad.
Oh, very good analogy there. Yes,
well,
like
that's no reference to my beautiful, charming wife, of course.
Now, actually, that's interesting because just aside from the World Cup, you know they've said there's going to be big rows, you know, there's a lot of tension in. Have anybody here has had a row with a girlfriend, wife, or maybe both over the World Cup? Because I've come close to it. So is anybody here?
Keith, you having a row? No.
Absolutely.
Because television is in the
I tell you what I did.
Television in the front room.
I made that rookie mistake like a few months ago. Is you know when your girlfriend or wife is talking to you and you're not paying any attention. You know, the little monkey on the tricycle is running around Homer Simpson style in your brain. And then Sunday, I'm thinking, right, finishing work, going to go home, crack a few cans, watch Germany. Then she says, oh, we're going to dinner over to Cousin Mitchell. Oh, no. And I think this is going to be the row. It didn't happen. But has anybody here?
Sky Plus is the answer.
But in a way, the thing about the World Cup, that's what the joy of the World Cup is. Actually, it's the first time they're in any way interested.
They do. They fake an interest. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they do the orgasms, they also fake an interest in the World Cup.
Beautiful.
But, it wears off after a couple of weeks.
When they go, how many more games we got to go? As soon as you hear that question,
you know straining blood is coming.
I've been fortunate, Keith, because my wife's been away for the duration of the...
I thought you were going to say, with the orgasm, she's away for the...
Well, I speak to Simon about that. No, she has been... I say away, she's been locked up in a shed. It's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, with me, twice.
Oh, it's a different podcast now, ladies and gentlemen.
But people talk about the vuvuzelas and the constant whining. Well, every time I watch the football, I have that for...
Next up, Mark, when are you going to...
Look after the kids. Why did I marry you?
That's quite similar.
It only comes around every 4 years. This is the male time. This is our time we bond with our friends, go out. That's the best way to avoid a row. Just go around your mate's house.
Or go to the pub, yeah.
Yeah, go to the pub.
I don't really have any friends.
No. Do you miss Liverpool?
Yeah, don't talk about Liverpool.
No,
it's not a good time.
Have you been back home since the World Cup started at all?
No, I haven't.
So you wouldn't know if there's any St George's flags hanging. Do they do that in Liverpool?
No, they'll be mostly Spanish.
Sports News actually filmed in Stephen Gerrard Street, which is this street full of Barrett houses somewhere in Heaton.
Right.
And there was so many St George's flags there. I think they'd sold out in the rest of Liverpool.
Everybody, even his
auntie was interviewed with that charming kind of Heaton accent that you find so endearing if you're not from Liverpool. All talking about, you know, all the best to Stevie G and encouraging. Well,
speaking of which, and I heard him defend the green incident by using the word sticky ball, which in a Scouse accent is just beautiful.
Sticky ball. Sticky ball. Sticky ball. Now, the Germans have had that ball since January. Now,
so have the Dutch as well. So they have in France. They've been using that all season.
So why couldn't
we
get to use it?
Yeah, there was a sponsorship thing.
We use an Umbro ball in England.
I know none of us here are professional footballers, but wouldn't any one of us has gone, do you know what, guys? Send Ballack over to Germany, bring back a ball, Ballack, and we'll practice. Instead of playing golf our training,
every time
we'll kick
met,
with a new
they
ball.
They should have at least used that ball
exactly.
in training.
I like your idea, kid, because he could have worn flares and stuck it up his trouser legs
exactly.
and then casually just hidden it out of his trouser. Yeah.
The thing about the ball, though, is that they've, you know, they want to get more goals and stuff, and they want to make it more unpredictable for keepers and stuff. But they've now made it so unpredictable. But actually, anybody shoots anywhere near the goal, it's going to go off. So people are going to be start aiming at the corner flag to try and to aim.
But they're doing that already, though, with long range shooting. Yeah. They're already doing that. You've seen that happen about three or four times.
The Germans have had it since January.
They
scored four goals.
Maicon's goal against North Korea proves what that ball can do. You know, that moved, that swerved like halfway through its trajectory.
Did he mean
into
it?
The goal. I think he did.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'd say no. I think he did. Up,
there was nobody in the box. There was no Brazilian player in the box when he was going in, and I thought actually he probably tried to actually, if I hit it really hard, confuse the keeper and it'll go in off of him. That's what I thought.
David Moyes was saying there. Oh yeah, and that's what they call it in the game. Was he Scottish, isn't he?
Every other pundit is on the TV.
He's probably dropped the accent because he's writing for the Observer as well.
They call it in the game, giving it the eyes. No, they just call it in the game. They call it all the time. He's not just in the game. It's not like some sort of.
It's called chasing your arm in Sunday league football. If you did that over Hackney Marshes, it's called giving it a go. I think he just tried it and it came off. I mean, you could say I meant it, but I think. I'll whack it across the air and see what happens.
But hats off to North Korea. I thought they did really well.
Do you know what?
They proved that with their goal.
North Korea and Japan. Their attitude for me has been fantastic. They really live this. They're going for it. And I tell you what, when they get tackled, none of them go over like a bunch of Nancy boys, do they? Right?
No, it's not. Oh, you mean like Portugal?
I've seen the Japanese. They really, really go for it. I mean, the Japanese got some guy Yoko Sakamura. He's like a samurai. I love the fella, right? He's in there and he's living it. And they were taking the
Mickey. Does that mean he'll commit Hirikari if they lose?
No, I think I'll just become a samurai, Simon.
Oh, right. No, I mean him.
Well, he probably will, but I respect that.
Let's hope that's on ITV.
I can't wait for that, actually. That's for Gareth Southgate to comment on disemboweling in the centre circle. Yeah. I think that's going to be fabulous.
But they're having a pop at the North Korean for crying during his name. At least he shows some guts and art.
Do you see the Ghanaian celebrations after they won? Fantastic. Yeah. Real dancing, you know, showing white people how to do it. It was brilliant.
That ain't art, though, is it?
No, that's true. They.
Yeah.
Getting a level playing field, doing away with all this controversy about balls, and just get a beach ball.
Yeah,
do you not think just, you know, like off the beach?
Well, Liverpool have already experienced that.
Take half an hour for
over
it to
you,
land.
Ian.
Well, I mean, to be honest, if Rainey was in goal, he'd be able to deal with it now. He's got a bit of experience.
He knows what one looks like, doesn't he?
I think Spain's biggest problem is Torres's haircut now. I think the thing is, previous to that, that you know, speaking as a gentleman. Completely heterosexual. I would have done Torres, but not now. No, he's changed it. When he was blonde and beautiful, most players would have done him.
You mentioned dodgy hair because I do like
Nuno
the guy
Gomez.
The blonde dreadlocks, and he looks like a lion.
I think it's Nuno Gomez at Portugal, Portuguese defender, who looks like he has put chip fat in his hair, quite frankly.
Oh, yes. It's
either that or he's gone for the look of a drowned rat.
That's a popular look.
Clearly in Portugal.
But there is an embarrassing thing, Argentina.
All of the Portuguese side love the hair gel. Yeah. They must go through like vats of it when they get together as a side.
The Argentinian, who's the old vagrant who they've put in a suit and given, like, cleaned up for the day?
The father of the bride at the gypsy wedding.
And given £100 and said, you can manage our team.
Does
he not look like an old vagrant? He's got out of King's Cross.
Spare some change. Big issue, it's my last one. Come on.
But he's fantastic. He's number 9. You know, in a strange way, I sort of want them to win because I think he'd probably go nuts.
I think he'd explode.
And
ironically, a hand would fly up and go into the goal.
He will Maradona's punch a journalist. If Argentina do progress through to the quarterfinals or the semis, he will punch a journalist.
He said if they win, he's going to run through the central square of Buenos Aires, isn't he?
Naked, that's what he said.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's okay. Now, Mark, I believe that you can do the most blinding Fabio Capello impersonation.
I don't know who's told you that. Was it Fabio?
No.
I've told him before when the two of us are having dinner. Stop it.
Can you give us your Fabio?
I can't.
Oh, why not? Now, you phoned me up at 3 a.m. and said, please let me do me Fabio.
That's because I was drunk.
You better do it.
No,
Oh, that's brilliant, Mark.
Is that
that's
it?
Really
that's
good.
That's it. My God, I thought he was in the room.
With genius. Yeah. Ask me a question and I'll answer in a Fabio style.
Fabio, is Green going to be playing on Friday?
Maybe he plays. Maybe blue plays brown, yellow, black, red.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but that does sound slightly Israeli, doesn't it?
Well, he was born
Avram Grant, doesn't it?
He was born
Avram Grant.
Avram Grant is different, and I'm now managing very exciting team.
You see, I think.
No, really, don't laugh at me, because me and Fabio, we spend a lot of time together, and you know, you can confuse.
See, now I think Fabio is actually a northerner, and I'll tell you why. Because you know his chin juts out, and when he speaks, he's like, "Yes, Green will play because I think he's hey, by God, where's me whippage?"
Yeah, he dresses too well to be northerner.
He does. He dresses far too well to be a northerner. He might be from Manchester at a push. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, you could have Arsene Wenger, Ferguson, and Jose Mourinho.
I'd have any of those for Liverpool.
Take Barry Fry, you would, right? You could have anyone managing the England team and would still have the same performance as we did against Saturday. Now, we've got the Algerians coming up Friday. Who feels good about that?
I think the first game was the perfect game, because I predicted 1-1, and I think the three things we thought would go wrong and everybody's moaning about, the goalkeeper, the centre halves, and Heskey, all went wrong. And we didn't lose.
But
great.
You see, I said on the podcast Monday, we should have closed the guy down. As soon as that guy was, you know, queuing up to have a shot, I thought, no, I don't like the look of this. All right, you can't legislate for Green, you know, making the error that he did, but someone should have been closing him down.
But if Green's doing that now in the first game, that's all right. If he does it in the semi-final, then it's a problem. You know, if Heskey misses the open goal in the semi-final, that's a problem. If our centre-halves...
Emil will miss the open goal in the next game. Yeah, the game after that, if we get through, he'll miss every open goal that you can possibly throw in.
He set up the goal as well, though. Yeah. He set up the goal.
Yes, he did. You know, and,
that's
you
the
know.
Trouble. England scored too early. Yeah. That was the problem. It was far, you know. They, you know, by scoring so early, they, you know, I think it led the team and them to believe it was going to be easy and it was going to roll them over. And then they allowed the USA to press them.
We drew with Uruguay, didn't we? 0-0 when we won.
That's true.
Italy drew on not that I'm referring to any notes. In 82, they drew. All their group games, and they also drew 1-1 when they won the cup in 06. So Mark Mayer, the voice of reason. I think, having done my research, that's again a Capello voice.
every time you speak, like, I think he's in the room.
If he plays Joe Hart and Joe Cole, then I feel quite confident about it. Really,
he's got to play Green though, hasn't he?
Who are you playing centre half?
I'd like to see, to be honest, I'd like to see Michael Dawson. I think he's had a good season for Spurs, as much as it pains me to say it. And I think Carragher's got no pace. And I think Carragher is too reliant on actually bringing people down and trying to get away with it, hoodwinking the referee.
I think you have to have someone with a bit of pace. Upson's noticed that as well. Upson came out today in the paper saying, "You should choose me. With my pace and that, I'll be brilliant." Hold on a minute. What are you on about?
Well, he's obviously so quick at West Ham. You know, clearly
people don't notice him running.
People don't notice it at all. They don't notice it. But I think Terry and Dawson.
I'd probably put Carragher and Dawson because I think.
You see a worst case scenario? I mean, could you actually see the Algerians draw?
Yeah, another draw.
I
don't think Algeria will beat them. I don't think they have the experience. But
worst case scenario. A draw.
No, I think we'll beat them comfortably.
We should.
I really do.
Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about the table. If there is a draw, what does that mean? Are we out?
Well, we'd have to beat Slovenia and then we'd come second.
I think it's set up for Rooney to have a good game as well, because I don't think they're going to necessarily have the experience and the skill to constantly pick him up all the time. I think he's going to have more space and be able to be more creative.
Yeah, he did nothing, did he, in the first game? What's also quite interesting is, in terms of the media, how they've focused their attention now on Barry. It's the pressure that was on Rooney now seems to be on Barry, doesn't it? And Barry's going to be our saviour.
I've got to say,
because nobody knows exactly how fit Gareth Barry is going to be. Yeah. And also, is he going to last 90 minutes? Probably unlikely, actually, considering how long he's been out with the ankle injury.
Now, the pundits have been making some interesting comments. I think it was either Chris Waddle or Robbie Savage. He was on Radio 5 Live, and he came out with an absolute blinder. He said, if England were a premiership team and the USA were a premiership team, yeah, it'll probably be a draw. And Miguel Friendlin went, what the hell was he talking about? I said, I haven't got a bloody clue. I mean, what does that mean? Right? He might as well say, yes. Well, if you've got Villa playing Everton away in the cup, it'll be... Well, yeah, where do these people get away with it? These are so-called experts. I want to go back to the old days where they're behind a desk. Do you remember when they used to...
Shirt and a tie.
Malcolm Allison, Derek Dugan.
I just don't understand why there's so few in terms of experts, actual or secondary commentators or experts, who are not English.
Exactly.
Why
well
have all
said,
the Scots,
John.
The Welsh, the Irish...
They all jumped on the bandwagon.
You know? Yeah. I mean, Chris Coleman, actually, fair play to him, is actually quite reasonably intelligent and articulate in what he has to say about the game. And he talks about it, actually, from a manager's point of view, from terms of, like, positioning of players.
Surely it would have been a coup to get Harry Redknapp. Whatever channel gets Harry Redknapp...
Chris Coleman basically had a job at Coventry City for about 5 minutes, so...
I think I agree with you, but even to more extreme is in the sense that you've got... You know, you've got BBC got two Dutch guys coming in, and you've got Adebayor, and
nobody can understand that effing word he said.
Speaking of pundits, I've got to cut things a bit short because I've got a couple of tickets to see Beyonce from Robbie Earle.
Me and 17 models. What got me with the whole thing is not because that he's been found out, is the fact that football pundits have been given 150 tickets.
It's ridiculous.
That is 150.
150.
Multiplied by how many pundits? That's
exactly. No, I wonder why there's so many empty seats.
He couldn't have been given 150.
That's what he said in the paper, 150 tickets. That's because that all these women they got the
tickets. Was it in the Daily Mail?
No. It was in one of those
Bongo Land.
Free ones.
Bongo Bongo News. Yeah.
Bongo Bongo News. Daily Mail. It could be.
Actually, Ian, I know you want the Bongo reference.
Well, I know Taylor made a reference to it, but I don't know whether anybody saw this. The Daily Mail last week, where they published this letter by Mike Phelps, isn't it? Yeah. PH missing F from Yeovil, and he wrote this letter in the Mail letters page, which is titled, "Now here's an idea. Wouldn't it be great if TV coverage of the World Cup was limited to England's games and those of the host South Africa and the tournament's big guns? Then we would be spared the ordeal of having to sit through a match between Bongo Bongo Land and the former Soviet Republic of Bulimia and other meaningless events." Now, I mean, that's an astonishing thing to have written down and sent it. But I mean,
it's even worse than the fact that they printed it.
No, but probably.
If it was in BNP Daily News, you'd go fair enough.
You've sent that in. But the fact it's in the Daily Mail,
you go, oh, well.
It's gone through at least two filters. The bloke in the letters page has gone, that's fine. That's an interesting idea.
That's a fair point. I also know nothing about football. I'll print that.
And then the editor's gone, have a quick read through that, the letters page and that. Bongo Bongo Land. Yeah, I agree with that.
Fairy, Bongo Bongo Land on a bad team. All said and done.
Could we beat them?
I think Tottenham are actually looking to sign one of their defenders, actually.
Tottenham have got their own nickname, haven't they?
Yeah. What about Bulimia? They're a little bit thin on the ground.
But the other thing about that, though, Ian, is the fact is that football fans...
sharp, you know.
Football fans will actually, you know... be actually as interested in a nondescript game as they would be in the game with one of the big teams.
Absolutely damn right.
I sat down yesterday to watch Holland-Denmark with massive expectations. In particular, they've got a centre-half from Palermo, who's everybody's been raving about. Man City and Man United. Simon Krasia. Yeah. And he generally had a good game, apart from when he went to sleep for the second goal and Dirk Kuyt just nipped in around him to put in a rebound. But, I mean, overall, it was a fairly dull game. Wesley Schneider shined a little.
You've got to be a bit frightened.
Simon, now you're right, because this World Cup has been dull because there's been no offs. And I'll tell you why. You know, do you remember in the old days you used to have Arab
James
Sheikhs running on the pitch, holding a game up for 20 minutes, or when they used to send somebody off, you'd have a big row with a referee, or there'd be a proper punch-up between players. That's because of the groups. Now, you've got South Korea. They should have been drawn against North Korea. Yep. But that didn't guarantee the punch-up. Now, you've got the Slovakian teams and the Slovenian. Why don't they give them their real names? Let's go back to Yugoslavia and Czechoslovakia. You can't keep changing your names, right? Because if Brazil was to divide itself up into four different countries, nobody would ever win the bloody thing, would they? Now you've got so Slovakia, Slovenia, they should be drawn against one another. That's a good punch up there. Well, it was bad enough when you had West Germany and East Germany. They had to face the Germans twice. That's bad
and
enough.
And East Germany beat them in 74. So.
Yeah, so I'm looking for teams in here that really should be facing one another. Portugal and Spain. Now there's no love lost between those two. That's
the tricky bit with North Korea,
Dutch
South
and the
Korea
Germans.
Would be the fact that you wouldn't be able to tell the players apart because then everybody would have the same haircut.
Ooh.
That would be a problem.
Oh, sorry, I'm putting my political correct hat on now. Simon, what are you saying, Simon? Well, Simon, the ugly head of racism is rearing its head.
Has Nick Griffin entered the room?
I'm being hairstylist.
It's because you're the type of man who hangs a flag of St. George outside his house. And that's wrong, Simon.
Keith, that's coming from a non-white man.
Oh, no, mixed race, man.
That makes me even more evil. Simon, I never said they all look alike. I said they have similar haircuts.
Simon,
that's what
you
I
should
said.
Have been on Monday's show. I was knee-deep in communism, mate.
Really?
Right.
Did
I was
you,
surrounded
did you know
by
they,
those...
had, they didn't actually show the game in North Korea because even though they have the feed to show it, the glorious leader, Kim Il-jong, will
lovely
decide
man.
When the game can be shown. It will be on
I
his
think,
timetable.
I just sort of secretly quite admire that. I quite
well,
think
imagine if David Cameron,
that's
David
a way to
oh,
run
it's all gone Deutschland over Alice.
Apparently, and said you can't watch England Algeria until we say so. We I might let you watch it on
actually,
Sunday.
Apparently, proper old fashioned.
Apparently, what he did was for 90 minutes just showed car ads. One ad after the other.
Hang on, Ian's got a point because if we had David Cameron to say, do you know what, I'm not showing the result unless we win, because if we didn't win, we'd all go, do you know what, thank God I didn't have to sit through that load of old rubbish.
And
we're going to all go into work.
St. George from the 10 Downing Street.
Yeah, good for him too, but you know, you can't say that on some radio stations, can you? Oh, because you're all nuts. Do you know, I'm sure there's people who really hate the flag.
I just wanted to talk sport on the quiet here.
I think you have, but I think you started it by reading out that letter, really. Everything rose to the surface.
But there's people who hate the flag of St. George, so I bet you've got none in your area, Mark, have you, hanging out the windows?
One that's attached to a dog. that we beat with a stick.
Is it a Rottweiler?
It is.
Oh, well, that's
it
good.
It should be a Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
But it's not, that's, not to do with, that's not to do with inverse racism. It's to do with the fact that it looks shit.
It's not a great flag. That's twice I've heard that our flag is shit.
Oh,
it's just, what do you want to badger on it?
Looks, because it's all, they're all, they're all, they're all, they're, you know, they're not. They're,
what? Whose flag's really good? Come on, Ian. Name the flag that you go, good God,
which
one's
got,
Ghana's
there's
flag.
There's one of them's
really
got a Kalashnikov. Which one's got the Kalashnikov on it?
Oh, that sends out a message, doesn't it?
Mozambique. And a farming tool. AK-47 and a scythe.
That's style.
Oh, well, that makes friends, doesn't it? Yeah, we'll do some farming, but if you don't, we'll shoot you.
Yeah, exactly. We've obtained this
what
land.
What kind of accent was that?
I'm sorry, I can't help it. Every time I'm in a room with
he has
Mark,
a standard
we just
Northern
go
accent.
Into these
it's
Northern
it's a bit of Mark.
He sounds like a cousin of Mick McCarthy's, basically.
Oh, that's
every
right.
Every time Mark Mayer's in a room.
It's a strange, unfortunate ailment that Keith and I have. When we're together, we become a bit Yorkshire.
Formed overness, yes.
That's right.
Where's me Northern
accent, 0-0.
I want to
say, was I the only one who actually had to witness this stupid HD ITV?
You did, which you
did. I did see that, Cara. Well, and I have to say, I was a bit hacked off. I was a bit hacked off because I've been looking for a new car for a while, Ian. Right. And there wasn't. It didn't last long enough for me to get the details of the car. They switched back to the and
but
apparently a lot of people complained about it.
They'd already
exactly
done it once
thing.
Before, though, didn't they? Everton-Liverpool Cup replay.
Do you know the only way... If we get to the final, right, the only way ITV are going to get anyone watching if they're going to say, do you know, in the corner of the screen, there's going to be lesbians, right, making out. It's the only way that you can get viewers to watch.
They should do the experts who are on Saturday in the England-USA game all look like off-duty waiters, but just white shirts, black trousers. They should put them in fancy dress. That's what they should just have. Right. A fireman, you know, a traffic warden, maybe someone in drag. You know, Keegan, I think he'd look great in drag as opposed to the ghost of England.
He's not looking
past.
Too clever, is but he? What is Has he looking
Disky. I love Keegan.
Dissing him, but he's just not looking well.
I mean, I know what you mean, like, for what he comes out with. Like,
right,
you
if
know.
It was up to me, Liverpool,
would he still be in charge?
I'd like him as Liverpool manager, because you just think, well, I don't know, we'd be shit, but what a party we'd have. What a brilliant... Well, you know, yeah,
have
be.
You learnt nothing from the Geordies? Look.
Yeah, but you know that. Yeah, but
Pierre, he's a Liverpool legend, Keith. You know what?
I'd love it.
He got sent off with Billy Bramner in a charity.
He's off
to his
friend. Bobby Tapper in the corner. I just think he's what British football should
he's
be about.
Every
he's about
mad
passion.
Fan who's ever sat behind you.
Yeah, that's true. That is
that's
very
why
true.
People who love football but, do love Kevin Keegan.
But who's winning the battle at the moment between ITV and BBC? Who's winning?
It could be Gareth Southgate for his shirts.
BBC.
Because
I think BBC are winning.
Of course, it's always the BBC. It's not even
Gingham
a contest.
Yeah. Gareth Southgate. I mean, he's beaten Alan Shearer.
But you would think ITV would occasionally look on the other channel and go, do you know what? Really did come on, right?
That's the problem, though, is the fact that they try and be like the BBC.
You see, but
what they should try and do is to do something completely different. You know, they try and
do it in the nude, have them all sitting around in the nude. You know,
I've got to say,
people watching
as a Geordie, I am a huge Shearer fan, but never as a pundit.
He's
I always,
as deep as a puddle of piss, isn't he? Really,
it is a very close run thing between paint drying and Alan Shearer having an opinion.
Well,
very close.
He's the same as but hasn't him and Michael Owen got the same agent, which is just kind of it's an agent just blands them.
Yeah.
It could totally
I want to meet the man who told Mark Lawrenson he was funny. I want to meet that one man who did that, because we're all paying for
but
it.
But I'm told that Shearer off camera is a funny bloke. He's quite a good laugh to be around.
Apparently, three
men walk into the bar and then they have a drink and then they leave again.
Now, there's just one thing. Now, you guys, do you listen to the phone-ins? Because there's a little tip for anyone listening to this. If you're going to phone in on 5 Live Talk or whatever radio bloody station, do you think you could get to the point? Because they phone in, they go, you're on a youth team in the Northern Ricketts League. Right? And, you know, I'm a Preston fan. I like
They're
to sit in the Stanley. And it's like, get to the bloody point.
If you phone in Sky Sports... Yeah. With Gary Newbond, and it was Tony Cascarino the other night with weird dyed hair, which I think...
Is that a Welsh person?
It could be, couldn't it? It does sound like it, doesn't it? It does sound
weird
like it.
Weird dyed hair.
But people phone in with actually very good points, and what happens is that Gary...
They cut them off.
No, they ignore them and talk about something else.
Exactly.
So one guy phoned in and talking about who maybe Capello should have picked or even like started with in his 11, and then they go on to talk about something completely unrelated.
Because they go, a bit sharp. Yeah. Thanks for that call,
point.
Simon.
Yeah, thanks for your point, but we don't have the, you know...
Yeah,
you know,
can't keep up with you.
The wherewithal, the intelligence to actually discuss it with you, but we'll just talk about an actual totally unrelated matter. So don't bother phoning into Sky Sports.
I take your point, Keith. I mean, who cares if you're a first-time caller?
Yeah.
Who cares? I'm a first-time caller.
I love the show.
I don't care. I love the show.
Do you?
West Ham. I don't care if you sit in the Bobby Moore stand. Just get to the bloody point.
Correct.
But first-time caller, when someone says, I'm a first-time caller, that means I'm an uninformed idiot who, you know, will basically agree with anything that you already say and have previously said on this.
In another life, you get to present the show like this.
Yes.
So
exactly.
What do you do?
Beautiful.
You
know. And I love it when they phone in and they go, I'm a Liverpool fan, right, and I live in Truro. But actually, that should be more Man U, really, because they phone in.
But you got the accent correct.
I did that time, didn't I?
It did sound a little bit more southwest.
You did well there. That's for sure.
Anyone could have been better than your
Capello. Hello, my name is Fabio.
Can we just actually, football aside, can we just say congratulations to our sound engineer for getting a first in architecture. Which means I'll probably be getting a lot of work off him in the future.
Nice.
So congratulations, Imran. Let me be the first to congratulate
you. Well done, Imran.
Well done.
We'll be certainly Facebooking you when that first dodgy council estate goes up under your...
And falls down the following week. But anyway, guys, thanks very much. Can we wrap up now? I think we should... Ian, I believe you're doing the podcast Friday.
Am I? Oh, shit.
yes, you are.
Yes, I am. And so if you want to send me any old... stuff. Now the World Cup started now, so you should send me some. You know, who has been a terrible disappointment, apart from us? And who now Torres has changed his hair. Which beefcake are you going for? Who would turn you? I know it'd take a fuck of a lot to turn you.
Well, I was asked that question Saturday, and I have no comment. I'm not going down that
too
road.
Too many to list.
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up. I think it's
South Africa on tonight, aren't they? What time South Africa?
Yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah, we can get out and watch that game. But I'd like to thank Mr. Simon Clayton.
Oh, most gracious being in here. Most grateful to be here as well.
Thank you. Mr. Ian Coyle.
Bless you. Thank you very much.
And Mr. Mark Mayer.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much. I'm Keith Dover. Good night. God bless you.
Get all the links for It'll Go to Penalties at worldcuppodcast.com. And get your free £20 bet at paddypower.com/worldcup.